Is this heaven?
No, it's a podcast. Welcome to the Field of Geeks podcast.
Welcome to episode 106 of the Field of Geeks podcast. I'm Josh.
I'm Steve.
I'm Joey.
Mitch.
And I'm Joey.
Full house. This is great. You're Joey.
Oh, yeah.
Fuller House. Check it out, Netflix.
Wonka Wonka.
Or don't.
Trademark.
Trademark.
Copyrighted.
He's not a fan.
You know, like, I'm just doing innocuous, you know, keep people wondering.
I was
going to
say, you probably
about.
Need some more Danny Tanner. Is that what's, about
Bob Saget. Oh, Bob Saget.
He had a good part, Dumb and Dumberer. Remember that when they smeared the candy bar over the bathroom for some stupid reason? I mean, look at the title of the film. He was just like, there's shit. There's shit everywhere. Yeah. Good. That was a great movie. Better than Dumb and Dumber 2. So check that out.
Oh, yeah. That's not that hard to beat, though.
I guess not.
I didn't even like the first one, though.
What?
That's just me.
Oh, man.
So you like Transformers the last night?
I did. I actually did. That one surprised me.
I tried. I started to watch it.
That's okay. You guys could laugh. That's fine.
No, I did the same thing you did. Like I went in with low expectations, and it was on Prime. So I'm like, well, hey, it's
free, right? Something to do.
So I started watching it, and that's a good drink. It's already kicked. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, boy.
Have you seen it yet?
No.
No, no. Oh, wait, no. You haven't seen any of the Transformers, have you?
No plans.
No plans. You know what that means. Commentary, guys.
My client has no comment.
Right.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah, we should definitely do
commentary.
All right.
Just let me know when it is, and then I'll be busy.
Right.
You can just, like, run by the house screaming Optimus, you know?
No.
No? Okay. But, yeah, it was, I don't know. I thought it was kind of a mess. I don't know. I liked the last one. Like, it was popcorn, but...
It was... I mean, it wasn't meant to be, like, a serious movie.
Yeah.
But Michael Bay movies never are, so...
Right. The first one is still the best. Oh, yeah.
Steve takes another drink of Romulan Ale.
Romulan Ale we got from the Doctors Who podcast. Uh-huh. They gifted that to us, so, yeah, we're...
It's pretty cool.
Start out the show with that. Just two of us drinking. The other two, they never had alcohol, so they're... They're worried.
Yeah, we're very sorry. It's that it's 10 in the morning.
Hey, people listening to this don't know that. You know?
Well, they know that now.
Okay.
Well,
it's
yes.
It's 10 in the morning.
I also drank last night, so I think I'm good.
Let's drink to Star Trek's 52nd birthday. Wow, I'm already slurring my speech.
Yeah.
52nd birthday, huh?
52 right. years old.
Yeah.
I am a scant 3 years younger than that.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Joey, I know you're a big Trek fan, so
I love it.
You want some of this?
No, yeah. The
is it getting better with each drink? Like it's going down a little bit smoother.
Yeah. It is. It's stronger than I thought it would be, but you know Kirk's reaction when he drank it, and two, you know that's pretty much
phase me up, Shawnee.
My favorite line.
Oh, no, favorite line from the show.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's a classic.
And of course, we're gonna drink to Burt Reynolds, the late great Burt Reynolds. So.
Bandit.
I'll clap since we're not drinking. Jeez. That was a big drink. That looks like Listerine.
No, it doesn't taste like Listerine. No, I'm just kidding.
Like I said, we are toasting also to late great Burt Reynolds, who just passed away sadly. You know, he huge icon of the 70s, was in films such as Deliverance, White Lightning, Gator, Hooper, Smokey and the Bandit, Stroker Ace, Cannonball Run, and of course several more. But he
Longest Yard.
Don't forget about the movie that he hated making the most, Boogie Nights.
Why though?
The movie that what?
He hated making the most.
They're having an Oscar nomination.
He turned it down 7 times.
Yeah.
And then fired his manager
after
he made the movie. Yeah, because he hated it that much.
Maybe because he lost to the award, the Oscar.
He lost to Robin Williams, Good Will Hunting.
He won a Golden Globe, so, I mean, it's not like he walked away empty-handed.
Right. Yeah. It did help his career, you know, get revitalized a little bit. But
he also had a feud with Mark Summers from Double Dare on the Jay Leno show, where they spilled water on each other.
I did watch that. Some say that it was staged. I don't know. but it looks like they ended it well, you know.
Yeah,
like, I mean, Leno or Carson?
Leno.
Leno's like first year or so, I think.
That's when Chin really protruded, and he's like, meh, and then bobbled his head every time he said
that's
a joke.
Like a Batman villain. He was going to play George Spawn, I believe. This was going to be in Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and sadly, he didn't film the part yet. So
that's too bad.
I was looking forward to that. You know,
I was too.
I would have really brought him back, you know, because I know he was looking for parts, and sadly, he had to sell his house. Like, he had a lot of financial
problems. Well, he got so skinny. I think he had cancer, right?
I don't know. I know he died of a heart attack, but yeah. He was very frail a couple years back and caught attention, of course, around the world.
Last kind of big movie that I saw that he was in was Dukes of Hazzard. I'm sure he's done other stuff after that.
Yeah. He was probably the best part of that movie.
Right. That was pretty much it.
Bad. Yeah. But, you know, of course, I always remember Smoking a Bandit. Yeah. That's a classic film. Yeah. And it's on Amazon Prime right now, so you should check that out. Been watching that, like, nonstop. It's just a fun movie. You know,
yeah.
You can turn your brain off and
say, turn your brain off and watch Burt Reynolds.
Plus, I heard most of it was improv. Because they didn't really have a script for it.
Oh, really?
That's the 70s, man.
Yeah. Well, they didn't think.
Here's a concept. Let's roll.
Car.
Yeah.
Iconic.
It's called
car.
Smoking the Bandit.
Right. Trans-Am.
Do the thing.
That's,
action.
Right.
Not pretty much the same thing as all those Fast and Furious movies?
No, this was.
No, this is real.
Real boring. Bandit never
got into his car with a parachute on it, and
yeah, it went through a building,
stomped concrete,
shifted like 10 times.
All right,
he jumped some bridges. That's about it.
Trans Am ever never had nitro.
If they remake it, maybe.
Yeah,
Sally Field. Uh-huh. You'll always be my brother.
No, but like, who
they should totally remake it with Vin Diesel.
That was such a classic car. I mean, they're still trying to bring it back. You know, Pontiac is no longer.
Right. They have. It's a kit that you can buy that takes basically a Camaro SS and turns it into
a kit.
Yep,
that's coming. Yeah, Knight Rider reference. Yeah,
done it.
But any of you got memories of Burt Reynolds?
Done it.
You want to share?
Done it.
Meeting him or anything like that?
I know. I never met him. He's a little too young. For me to hang out with.
Yeah.
No, he, I love the guy. I mean, as a kid, you know, Smokey and the Bandit, you know, I mean, I was, I don't know, 8, 9 years old.
Yeah.
When it came out, something like that. And, as a kid, that was like some of the coolest stuff around.
Mm-hmm.
I have not seen the movie literally in 30 years, probably at least. So
check it out. It still holds up pretty well, I think.
Yeah. And I found it with 70s stuff, it's a mixed bag. Sometimes it holds up just fine. And other times you're questioning your own judgment.
Yeah.
And your own place in this world.
You have your hand on the eject button. You're
right. Actually, I just have a hammer.
Say something stupid.
Yeah. Just do it.
What about you, Joe?
Yeah. I mean, I've really only seen a few things with him, mostly like Longest Yard, both of them actually.
Yeah.
But he just always seemed like a decent guy. And like, the Leno, Mark Summers feud was hilarious. Mm-hmm. It was hilarious to watch.
I don't know if he was the one that started the whole blooper thing. I know, like, you know,
Mark Summers?
No, oh. Burt Reynolds. I think after Smoking a Bandit 2, he'd have bloopers for every film, comedic film he did. Not the serious ones, obviously. I'd take you out of it, but
Deliverance.
But I guess he would slap people in Schindler's prison. List. He would slap like his closest friends, you know, like knock it off, you know. But it was always like friendly banter, and I think he did it when they were doing press for the remake of The Longest Yard. I think he slapped a reporter like he used to do with his friends, and there was a whole big uproar about it. It was funny. I'm sure the reporter was just like, "Oh, wow, yeah."
That reporter said, "Thank you, sir."
Yeah. Yeah.
I just asked him a dumb question. Yeah. And he just slapped his face.
I'll do that to a waiter next time I'm in a restaurant. Just,
just power slam them through the table. Here's your tip.
Yeah.
Bone saw is ready.
Right.
What about you, Mitch? What do you remember about Burt?
You know, I know that he's been in a slew of movies, some good, some bad. I've seen some of his stuff. I've never seen Smoking the Bandit. Some of the movies that you guys have talked about, Deliverance and stuff, did see Boogie Nights. Wasn't he in also Striptease? Or was that? Or no?
No,
was that the one with Demi Moore?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was in that.
Yep.
Yeah, he was her stunt double.
It always seemed weird. Like the movies that I've seen that with him.
He looked really good.
There's a scene where he gets jelly all over his chest.
Yeah.
Gross.
Mm-hmm.
Every movie that I've seen him in, pretty much, has been movies where he had no mustache.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. It's just like every movie that I accidentally see with him in it has no mustache, but then everybody else is pretty much used to him with like, a mustache. Yeah.
Where's Bert?
It's kind of like that C-Lab 2021 skit. Would you prefer the mustache on or off? Off, please. Too bad.
Yeah, it was always jarring when you saw him without it because it was so iconic to his, you know. But it wasn't like he had a face like, oh, you need facial hair, dude. Right.
That's the bad part is that he never got to be on SNL when...
I thought he was on there
Norm once. McDonald.
Norm McDonald, yeah.
I thought he was on there once when they were doing Celebrity.
Was he?
I don't remember, but I know...
If somebody can correct me, that'd be great.
90s, I know that. You know, we talk geek-related stuff. He turned down, I think, Superman.
He turned down a couple of things.
Some other iconic Superman?
They were offering that part to, like, maybe Paul Newman might have been one of the
people. I don't remember.
I mean, it was just...
I know he turned down Han Solo.
Yeah.
Now, that would have been fun.
James Bond. He turned down James Bond as well.
Burt Reynolds did?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't imagine the mustache.
But good for him, though, British for turning those parts down, you know? I don't know if it was like, I don't look like this guy, or if it was just, you know, it's not going to work, but...
Right.
Yeah.
That would have been awesome, him as James Bond. Could you imagine, like, he turns around and then he has a comb his mustache?
Or they're like, Bert, we need you to do a British accent. And he just goes, no.
we want you to order
that was great.
A vodka martini. Yeah, I'll take a gin.
Let's take a Coors.
Yeah.
He did seem like Coors a kind Light. Of Coors Light kind of guy. Not Bud Light.
Yeah. Bandit. That's what it is. It's bootlegging, basically.
Oh, really?
It's funny as hell, yeah.
So you're going to order a martini shaken, not stirred. All right. Action. Whiskey!
And then he takes out his body comb and just combs his mustache.
I hope they would like make him shave the mustache, but imagine Superman with a mustache.
They get CGI the...
we almost had it.
Yeah,
we really did.
Yep. We did.
And how would he shave it since he's the Man of Steel? You can't really cut steel
Kevin
with steel.
Kevin Smith has a theory how you do it. It's like you have to
pee
like,
on it. Or yeah. What do you say?
Not that at all, but...
I thought he was going to go with, like, the Hancock thing where he puts the shaving cream on and kind of just, like, scrapes his face.
Oh, okay.
But it's all, like, uneven shit.
What did Kevin Smith say?
Everybody acts like the hair is steel. What the hell?
Yeah. Well, Lex Luthor was able to cut it in Superman 5, you know? And that movie was very realistic.
Okay, but, like, he's been on Earth since he was a boy.
Mm-hmm.
How did he get haircuts?
Prior to his power realization,
otherwise he'd just be like, it'd be down on the floor.
Little ZZ Top kid.
Be like, I'm here to help you.
Right.
And the wind would never blow it.
Right.
Just be like, still.
Exactly.
Be like the lady from Mediacom, whose hair looks like plastic every
like
commercial.
Be like Cousin It from the Addams Family.
I just never moved.
Yeah. Oh, we want people to know that was not a soundboard of any kind. That was 100% Steve.
I need to record a bunch of sounds from him and just play them.
I still love the Addams Family.
No, I think we should really expand on this. Every Burt Reynolds movie should have had him chewing gum to some degree.
Oh, yeah, and that's what Norm McDonald's take on him was all about. Just, I'm going to go with...
funny hat.
Yeah.
Big, funny hat.
Who is Andre the Giant? That's not a category. I know, but who is Andre the Giant? And he had a steering wheel on his podium. You hear, like, tires squeal. That still, was the anniversary.
The best is when Burt Reynolds drew half of his hand for the answer, and then he wagered the other half of his hand.
Oh, God.
Sean Connery. I need to look that up now if he was on there for that.
Yeah.
Because I think when it was, like, a late episode when Will Ferrell hosted.
Rest in peace, Bert.
We love you.
Great talent. I wish he would have had a better swan song. But I guess he did... last movie star, it's on Amazon. He had a good part there where he's able to emote a lot. Yeah, go check that out. I've been trying to. I went to the Family Video last night. I was looking at like his other films I hadn't seen, which is a lot of them. All I could find was Smoking a Bandit 2. So I rented that one. Yeah, I did rent it. Yeah, they made
more Smokey, more Bandit.
He wasn't in the third one though.
Oh my gosh, he was in a movie called Shadow Fighter.
Oh, he was in a bunch. He's in a movie called Shark. I don't know much about it, but I was looking at the IMDb last night. And you know, it was the 60s. They did a lot of crazy stuff.
Shadow Fighter.
Oh, yeah. And also, yeah, that iconic spread in Cosmopolitan magazine.
Oh, yeah. That's what inspired the Deadpool.
That's what's up in your room, isn't it? That's what you have up in your room?
It's in my closet, yeah.
In your closet, yeah.
I think the best thing about this week has been, and not the fact that I'm lamenting or trying to make fun of his death or anything, but the fact that people posted that picture on Facebook, and then immediately later, like 2 hours later, you'd see rants and raves of people saying, why did Facebook take this post down? Because they want to get some standards of nudity.
Oh, right. He's not nude.
Well, it's pretty
it's close, pretty darn close.
Yeah.
Hey, being close to nude is not nude.
Right.
Well, then
that's on you, Facebook.
It was a man nipple.
We'll get Mark on the phone. You can talk to him. And
no, I don't want to talk to that lizard person.
Don't get sucked.
Don't get sucked. So we had a Paige question about, you know,
who's
we
Paige?
Have Paige. Oh, she's our intern. No, our Facebook.
We got a new
Paige.
Intern?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
We had an old one?
I made her up.
I like it. Paige.
So on our Facebook page, we asked, or our social media, I guess you could say. So we asked, since Warner Brothers is doing these standalone films like The Joker, and I'm sure if it's popular, they're going to keep doing standalone films. Why not get a Batman Beyond film? A lot of people have been wanting that for many years.
Michael Keaton finally dons the rat.
Great still. You know, I'm sure it wouldn't be the exact same storyline. They tweak it a little bit, make him maybe younger. I don't know.
But... Here's why I don't want it.
Okay, go for it.
Because.
That's all. That's not good enough.
Mitch? No.
Wow.
Okay, like I said Deep. Before, okay, the world could end at any minute. I get that. But people are acting like we only have 5 years left of DC movies. We have as many years as they want to make movies. They could make that movie anytime. It'll happen. Another point, I don't want this movie because people are going to piss and moan whether or not they like it, you know, or whether or not it comes out, because it's not going to live up to their expectations and it's not going to live up to the animated series.
I think
people are going to hate the movie, and it's like, okay, well, you wanted it and now you hate it.
But to your point, though, I think people want it now more than ever because they have an actor in mind for who they want. So if we were to wait...
Well, they want Keaton 10, back.
Yeah, they want Keaton.
No, you need to focus on Terry McGinnis.
That's the problem, is that nobody's willing to do that because they all are so headstrong on Keaton coming back as a retired Batman. I don't think it's going to ruin the movie because I do have trust in directors and stuff like that, but I'm just saying that I think people are going to be let down because they've put so much mentally into the fact that Keaton should be the retired Batman. That the other story may lack in focus.
It's possible. He could definitely do that flashback scene at the beginning of the movie. I don't know if you remember the Batman Beyond premiere. Bruce Wayne, he was like in his 60s, and he had the Batman Beyond suit, which was Advance, of course.
Right, right.
But see, this is exactly what I'm talking about, is that they, like, we're having all these great ideas, but then it's going to come out, and we're going to be like, oh, that part that I talked about is not in there. I'm not saying you're going to say that, but half of the, like, comic... fans are going to say that.
But I think you get that even if it's a canon film, even if it's part of the DCEU, yeah. Whatever you want to say, you know.
Yeah. This is too true to the story. We already knew what was going to happen.
I mean, Marvel gets a pass a lot. And I guess they kind of honor the characters' looks in the comics. Not every character, but the big ones like Captain America. And I think it'd be pretty cool as a one-off just to have fun. You know, it's not part of a canon or anything like that. But, you know, it'd be a big budget, obviously, because you're going to... Unless you're going to tweak the story, not going to make it clear in the future. Maybe you'll give him Damian Wayne instead. I don't know.
Well, Tim...
The recreational outrage would just be hilarious with the Drake was...
Tim Drake is...
Batman Beyond for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
In, was it during New 52? I thought it was like
Was the tail end of New 52, and then they switched it back out to Terry McGinnis, yeah.
I'm sure if they did make the movie, it'd probably be Terry.
Yeah.
Because there's more to tell with that story.
A lot more, and he's a more iconic version of that character, you know. So.
And don't get me wrong, I'd love to see the movie, but I can still feel that I don't want it to come out.
Yeah.
Because I know that it's going to, you know, get shit on by...
But then, to me, that's a good challenge for anyone to be like, oh, I don't know about this. If you actually have, good writing and good decision-making, which that's not really happening right now, it seems... You'll prove people wrong. You'll give them something that they didn't realize they wanted or would accept. You know, it's like, it's not the exact Batman Beyond story. It'd probably be like a slightly different take on it. Just like they, you know, would do with other, like Civil War. You know, the movie version of Civil War was different than the comic version. Same with Logan. You know, that was That was different too, but it worked. People accepted it, you know.
Someone was saying Denis Villeneuve, the guy who directed Blade Runner 2049 and is doing Dune, should do it because, you know, Neil Gotham is pretty much just...
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
L.A. from Blade Runner, so...
That would be really cool. I'd love this. Just...
So, I mean, if we got something like that, I'd be fine, but if we also, if we didn't, then I'd also... Just,
it's all going to depend on the Joker film, how well it does. You know, it's kind of an experiment. It's, I mean, you're doing, I guess that's what they do with their animated films, though. They do one-offs, kind of, but then they have their canon sort of movies. I mean, they did the Batman Ninja and Batman.
That was such a weird movie.
Gotham by Gaslight.
Yes. Did you ever, anyone, any of you see that one?
I want to see it.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was very good. I also love the book. It came out way back in the day. It was awesome.
Who voiced Batman? Was it Kevin Conroy?
It was either Roger Craig Smith or...
I think it was Roger Craig Smith.
Jason, because he did Batman Ninja, but Jason's... I think it's Jason something, who's doing the Batman voices now for the new DC animated movies, for the most part. I know that for like the big stories, Conroy really wants to get in there, like for Hush and Death in the Family. I think Conroy and Hamill both said that they want to be in there. I don't know. Like,
they're probably trying to phase them out a little bit.
But like for Death of Superman, they really took a lot of liberties with that. And I mean, I guess you kind of have to, but like people had, I mean, it's modern time. People had cell phones. They had the New 52 Justice League outfits.
Mm, yep.
And I just don't, it was a weird creative decision to me, but it didn't.
It was great. It was a great film, though.
It didn't ruin anything for me. It was just brutal. A few parts I was like, all right, well. But yeah, no, I thought it was pretty good.
Bruce Greenwood.
Thank you.
Yeah, he does a good Batman.
He was the Batman. That's what I said. Gotham by Gaslight, yep.
he was also in Under the Red Hood.
Yeah.
That's right. Yep.
That was really good.
Well, speaking of Marvel, Captain Marvel photos have released.
Oh, yeah.
We finally get the correct
Entertainment
suit.
Weekly magazine.
We already got people saying, this is going to be our Wonder Woman, and it's going to be better. Which, hey, guys.
I'm glad I didn't see that.
Hey, man. Shut up, you know?
Yeah.
I'm excited for the movie.
Well, they desperately need a female-driven film because they haven't had one yet. Warner Brothers, things they've done wrong, they did that right.
What if we did a... Black Widow movie. Ant-Man! Okay, but now
they're finally doing a Black Widow movie.
Ant-Man the Wasp!
Right.
Yeah.
Here's half a woman.
What? And she's small.
And she's small.
You can't see her, huh? Yeah, but personally, I think these photos look pretty damn cool. You know?
Yeah.
And a lot of people were worried about, you know, there was set photos of her in a green suit, and they're like, oh my god, what's going on here? So she has two suits in the film.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
People see one picture.
And they start going crazy town, yeah.
But don't let
not seeing this.
But then, if as a studio person, like, don't let those people like make you not do the film. I mean, it's like do the film, prove
that's
them wrong.
Great. If people could just get off Twitter, not the people talking.
Well,
crap.
Anymore, I think people are jumping ship on Twitter.
But I mean, like Feige and
yeah,
you know, both Marvel and DC, get off Twitter, do what you need to do, make the movie that the fans want to see. Whatever bloggers you see, you just don't. Who cares? Honestly, right.
That's the beauty of like when I was growing up, you had Starlog magazine. That was the time you would see these photos or other magazines, of course. But any glimpses of the new bat suit, whatever, it was.
And it was all selected. It wasn't like random. You know, it
wasn't them walking
shots,
the set or whatever.
Even 10 years ago, that
candid
was,
shots.
That
it
was
wasn't
still
that.
What it. That, that was still how it was because Twitter wasn't what it is today. I mean, Facebook had no idea what was. Like going on in the comic book world. So I would like see, you know, like for the Spider-Man movies, I would see like kids magazines and flip through and be like, this is a behind the scenes shot. I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be so cool in the movie.
Yeah.
But now it's like, we get everything and we're so just quick to be like, that is going to be bad. That's going to be a bad movie.
Over time, people should see the difference of what they see behind the scenes and then what's the final product. And I think what I do at least is like when I see photos that are like, ooh, I don't know about that. I'm like, I'm sure they're going to fix it in post or there's a reason for it. You know, it's okay.
People are stupid.
I know.
Like Shazam.
Yeah.
That buffed up suit that looked hideous. Yeah.
Yeah. And they said it's still a work in progress. So who knows? I mean.
It didn't look hideous.
Well, it just, it looked like a buff body with a beanhead pole head, you know, it looked out of place.
Yeah, but I think what they got going for them is, I mean, I know he did work out for the film.
Right.
There's probably not going to be any shirtless scenes, so you won't have to worry. And it's kind of like a kiddie.
Damn it.
It's a kitty.
Yeah, it looks. See the it movie. Looks funny.
Not going.
Not, yeah. Boycott.
Yeah, I know.
Release the shirt.
Isn't the whole premise that he's like young, but then when he says Shazam or something like that, he turns into an old man?
No, not an old.
Yep, that's exactly it.
No, he basically. Yeah, he's basically. No, he's a
like Batman Beyond old.
No, no, he wouldn't be able to do anything.
Shazam!
Oh shit!
I can read
the
you
lightning
the
hits and then Walker appears in his hand.
No, the lightning hits and just dust.
Right? Yeah.
Shit!
And a random feather just floating down.
You see the bad guy go, well, that was easy.
So he gets powers of all the Greek gods.
Right.
Pretty much. But yeah, he has the mentality of, so like he's a kid.
Right.
He says Shazam and he gets turned into like the superhero, but he still has the mentality of the kid.
Okay.
So I
see, that seems like a fun
talking
premise.
Right now
it's like big.
And be like,
it's like big.
Be like, that's I want to punch doing. You in the face. And I say Shazam, and I turn to Shazam, like, I want to punch you in the face because I wanted to 2 seconds ago because I'm still that same kid.
Gotcha.
I don't want to punch you in the face.
No, I know.
Well,
maybe.
They didn't even drink. But getting back to Captain Marvel, this film is set in the 90s, which is a first for the Marvel films to kind of go back into the past, which, I guess Captain America, take that back. It looks like they're capturing that 90s pretty well. They have Samuel Jackson. They de-aged him. He looks pretty young.
And it looks like it was just all makeup, too. Like,
I think it's a mixture, maybe. I don't know.
I couldn't see any CGI at all.
He really? Aged pretty well anyway.
Yeah.
If he shaves, I mean, he can't really.
Yeah. And he's got hair, no eye patch, no leather outfit yet. I mean,
does he look like the guy from Unbreakable? Mr. Glass?
No, he doesn't have a fro. Okay. No. No, he just looks like an average dude, you know?
No, he doesn't look like Bruce Willis.
Okay.
But to me, this is very similar. I don't know who predates who, but I'm getting a lot of Green Lantern vibes from this.
The Green Lantern Corps was kind of prior to all that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't know if they took that as a inspiration or what, but Carol Danvers, who eventually became Captain Marvel, introduced, she wasn't Captain Marvel when she was introduced in 1968, mm-hmm. you know, so she's been various incarnations of characters over the years.
Wasn't that Jude Law's character? Uh-huh. Was he Captain Marvel?
He was Mar-Vel or whatever. Well, yeah,
and so, he's in this film uh-huh. and he's leading the team, yep. but they're all wearing green and yep. they're an elite military team in space. Right.
And what's his name is back from Guardians.
Yeah.
Jimin Hansu,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's Shazam.
Shazam.
Oh my god, he's in both Captain Marvel movies.
What?
That's so cool.
He also got the return of Ronan the Accuser, played by Lee Pace, mm-hmm. which is, it's like a less scarred version, looks like. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have the war paint on his face. He's kind of working with people.
Was his suit green in that set photo?
Yes.
Okay.
Jude Law's you're talking about?
No, Ronan.
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know. It looked like the same suit to me.
Oh, okay.
Maybe a little different.
I remember the comics, his was like originally green. So I wonder if they're trying to.
Yeah.
He is a member of the Kree Society, which right. I guess Captain Marvel, Brie Larson's Captain Marvel, is part Kree mm-hmm. and human. In the film, she starts out with her powers already. It's not really an origin take. Good. But she's flying jets just like Hal Jordan. I mean.
Did you get the name of the her partner?
No. It's her friend
yeah.
in the comics.
In the comics.
It's a mother of a
and
character.
It's the mother
in
of
the comics.
Spider-Woman, I'm pretty sure.
Wow. Yeah.
She's in the comics, her best friend forever, her BFF, Jessica Jones.
Nice. Oh.
Some really cool interplay in the comics between those two.
Oh, man, that'd be cool.
It is pretty awesome, actually. And the Jessica Jones comics, written by Bendis, Carol Danvers is in there. Mostly just as Carol Danvers. You know, very rarely is Captain Marvel.
Right.
And so it's just fun to... You know, because you got Jessica Jones being her, and,
yeah.
and you know, it's just, and Captain Marvel is a really cool character, you know, in the books at least. So I'm really excited for this.
Do you have a problem with it being so similar to Green Lantern? Like, do you feel like they kind of stole some of that, or
no.
I guess they've always kind of taken
I don't care.
Ideas
Maybe from... they can do it better.
Oh, I'm sure they will. Yeah. I'm sure they will. It's weird to me they're wearing the green suits and stuff. I like how they're bringing back these old characters.
Yeah,
Jaimin Hunsu's character was like a villain in. Guardians, so
and then he died,
and he's robotic too. So he must have got really jacked up.
And both
in
companies
film.
Around that time were really kind of trading from each other, you know. And which you know,
oh yeah,
the way it goes. But
dark side, hmm.
Right.
What if we did one? Thanos.
Thanos
/ Apocalypse.
Yeah. Screw you, Jack Kirby, for creating Apocalypse and dark side.
I really
Deathstroke. Hmm.
Yeah.
Deadpool.
Deadpool.
I was impressed by the Skrulls. I thought they looked pretty damn cool. They look like Vulcans. Yeah. See, it's getting mixed reaction.
They look like Dark Elves. Like, they look like they... If, okay, my only thing is, you look at the concept art of the Skrulls, and then you look at the photos, you're like, ooh, that's a downgrade. And I get that, like, makeup can only do so much sometimes.
So, could have some CG effects to help
sure.
it.
Sure. Yeah. And, like, it's not, like, it's ruining the movie.
I thought it looked great.
Boycott!
But they're shapeshifters, so it's not going to be throughout the whole movie. And Ben Mendelsohn is playing the lead, who is Talos, I believe.
Yep.
So he'll be in human form working for S.H.I.E.L.D.
He walks between all the worlds. He was in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Marvel.
Dark Knight Rises.
Dark Knight Rises.
That was the first time I was known with him. Like, I think he was in a show before that, but didn't really know who the hell he was. But, mm-hmm. man, he's really knocking it out. Like, mm-hmm. these parts. Like, he was in Ready Player One. Very good actor. I like knowing that he's in this film.
Yeah.
You know, it's a really good cast, so... Yeah, that's going to be out March 2019, so I'm excited.
Oh, he was also in Place Beyond the Pines, which, if you haven't seen, is a fantastic crime movie.
How recent is it?
Like 2012.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
It's a great movie. It's not superhero.
Where can people find it?
Netflix, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Otherwise, just go out and buy the DVD, idiot.
What's the name of the movie again?
Place Beyond the Pines.
Place Beyond the Pines.
It's not 4K. Ryan,
huh?
Don't buy it in 4K.
Maybe, if you want to. Ryan Gosling... Eva Mendez, Mahershala Ali.
Oh, that's maybe where you met Ava. Why? Ryan and Ava, because they have a kid together now.
Who?
Eva Mendez and Ryan Gosling.
Mm-hmm. That's maybe they're dating, aren't they?
Yeah, they have a child, a couple children together. So
she pretty much disappeared off the acting scene.
Yeah, she's raising some babies.
What are you talking about? She's in Ghost Rider.
That
was a long freaking time ago.
So, Police Academy, guys, I don't know if you're fans. I'm a big fan. Steve Guttenberg was on Twitter like a week ago or so.
All right.
Not sure if this is a joke or not, but just, you know.
Joker?
Yeah. What? He's going to be the new Joker. Yeah.
Joker? Not.
Yeah. Apparently, there's a new Police Academy movie coming. That's what he told a fan.
Please tell me Michael Winslow's coming back.
I don't know. I don't even know if this is true. A lot of people are like, was he just... No. Well, if you've seen all the Police Academy films, don't see 7. That's
all you have to 7. Jesus. Anyway,
they had a TV show that was actually pretty decent.
All you have to do.
Cartoon.
You have to do for the characters of Police Academy is not make them racist, because that's what happened in Dumb and Dumber 2.
Yeah.
Dumb and Dumber 2, they were racist and sexist.
Yeah.
And that's why.
I'm sure they'll tread carefully with that. But yeah. At one time, Key and Peele were going to do a reboot or a retread film. But this is before, was it Peele who did the Get Out film?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he'll go back to doing a lesser known product or not. Maybe he will. I don't know. But I don't know if they have any involvement in this or not. But it's just off this Gutenberg post.
Who cares?
It'd be interesting to have.
I'm a fan.
Bobcat
I wouldn't
back.
Mind seeing it resurface. Honestly, I thought it was. I don't know, were you a fan of those films, Steve?
I like the first couple.
Yeah. And they got kind of goofy.
Yeah, after that I grew up.
Part 7, they actually use like cartoon sounds.
Oh, no.
You know, all those weird... And Ron Perlman was in it. Played a Russian. They went to Russia.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it was not good. It didn't go to theaters. That's how bad it was.
Yeah, I kind of figured.
So. What's that one guy's name who died? Who was in it?
Bubba Smith.
No, Bubba Smith's still
alive. Is he alive? Oh, the guy that
Michael. No.
Yeah.
Tackleberry passed away. Yeah, I'm sure Bubba Smith's gone, too.
Think he is. If we can't get the whole cast back, don't bother.
Well, it's going to be a new cast. Maybe Gutenberg will come back. He wasn't in all the films. He was only up to, like, 4. So. Yeah.
Starring Kevin Hart.
Maybe.
I'll be darned.
And The Rock.
I'm out.
Sorry.
He did pass away. Yep. 2011.
Told ya.
Thanks.
Idiot.
Maybe they'll bring him back a CGI version like they did. I don't know.
Ew, no.
That'd be a big budget, right?
Hey, Police Academy guys, don't do that.
I don't know. I'd welcome a return, though. You know, I don't know. You guys not on the same boat?
I don't care. Either way.
You never seen any of them, have you?
I've seen the first one.
Have you?
Yeah.
He was on Police Academy of the series, Captain Moses Hyberg, Hightower.
Nice. So it was a continuation. Never did see that. Boop, 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 beep, boop, boop.
So he didn't make it to 6.
Oh.
Not 7.
Oh, right. Wow.
Yeah.
7 was so bad, he wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit. Okay. Yeah.
But Ron Perlman did.
We already have Police Academy. It's Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Go watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
But that's going to be over.
What are you talking about?
After those seasons done, I thought.
No, it's not.
They got picked up by Netflix.
NBC.
And they actually ordered...
And they just got 18 episodes.
Yeah.
Mitch. Yep. That's over.
Well, just wait. NBC will kill it. It'll NBC has a good way of killing things.
They were on Fox, though. Fox killed
everything. Fox is worse with killing things.
Well, true. But NBC will make it like a This Is Us kind of storyline, and then it'll just kill it.
What? That'd be a big... Yeah. I don't know.
They'll change the entire format and make it serious.
Well, it does actually have some serious moments, doesn't it? Like comedy and serious moments.
First of all, This Is Us is a fantastic show.
Makes me cry.
It is a great
show.
It's
like,
do
you want to be sad? Just watch This Is Us.
I've never seen the show, so I can't make it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Season 3, right?
Hmm? Yeah, it's coming
Season
out.
Season 3? Yeah. Yeah. So.
Didn't one of the main characters pass away in a fire or something like that?
Yeah.
No.
So this is less of us now?
Well, there's flashbacks. There's flashbacks.
He didn't die in a fire.
He didn't?
Well, he died because of a fire, though.
Yeah, but he didn't die in a fire.
Well, I know. Yeah.
Did he die from smoke inhalation?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of dying from a fire.
So we got
yeah,
some,
but not
in
a fire.
Oh, okay. So he didn't burn to an original crispy.
No. Not extra crispy or anything.
He was more of a wholesome smoked flavor.
More of a Cane's chicken type of out there. So we got some new casting for Star Wars Episode 9. Matt Smith is joining the cast in a key role. You know, a lot of people were speculating what he could be. I actually talked to the Doctors Who podcast through Instagram. You know, they were asking that question, and they thought maybe he would be part of the Knights of Ren, which I think that'd be perfect. I think we should see that for sure.
We need to be careful because we're getting all,
just fantasy football.
I know it's fantasy football like, but like then we see them. This is exactly what happened in Last Jedi. People saw all these characters being cast in all these roles. And they're like, this is gonna be this thing, and then it didn't turn out to be that thing, and then they hated the movie.
But I'm okay if it doesn't.
Right.
I'm just fantasizing, like I think that'd be.
I know.
Like,
I'm not saying
cool.
I'm not saying you're the problem. I'm saying like this is what's gonna happen all over the internet.
Right. But then, you know, you could do that about everything. You know, like well, you know, say that and that and that. But
be fair to say that Star Wars is quickly becoming Police Academy.
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, well, you know, it already hit that back in the 80s with the Ewok films and stuff.
True.
And they recovered, so I think it'll be fine. Either way, if he's not part of the Knights of Ren, I think we should see the Knights of Ren for sure, because that just seems like it's been talked about so much. Let's see them.
Yeah.
Maybe try to take the throne away from him, because he's the ultimate badass now for the dark side,
or right.
First Order, whatever you say. But what are your thoughts? Like, would you like to see the Knights of Ren? Matt Smith is one of them, or just talking. I'm not saying this is happening, but
I want him to be the ghost of Obi-Wan so that people can get all pissed off that Ewan McGregor's not back.
McGregor, yeah. I like it.
But Knights of Ren, though, I think that'd be, we need to see that.
It'd be a cool touch, that's for sure. But, you know, again, I don't know. It's, this movie's doomed already, in my opinion. And I'm not saying that's right. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that. You know, people are
well. It's funny
boycott
when,
train right now.
It's funny when he had the trailers for Last Jedi come out, and people are like, "This is so great! Screw J.J. Abrams!" And the film comes out, and the majority are like, "Welcome back, J.J.
Where's J.J.?"
Yeah,
I think you know, Last Jedi did kind of screw up some of the what they set up, you know, and I think that hurt it with just having a different director, you know, with the whole Rey's parents thing, and I guess. Carrie Fisher's going to be in this film. They're going to take some footage from Force Awakens that wasn't used.
Yep.
So I don't know how they're going to
incorporate it. You know?
Yeah, I'm not sure. But
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. I hope they get really creative how they can take care of their character, you know?
We'll see. I mean, just, you know, The Last Jedi was a be careful what you wish for audience, you know, lesson. And then, you know, they gave him something different.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we saw everybody wet their pants, so...
Well, and I think a lot of people analyze Empire and, like, say, hey, these pretty much have the same equivalent to them. They're shock and awe. I mean, gosh, Empire back then, I think, had kind of the same reception. And then afterwards, people grew to love it.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that's going to happen with The Last Jedi, but I don't think it's a utter
mess. One loved it like they did until after Return of the Jedi came out and plot threads started closing.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not saying that is a thing on Jedi.
Right.
I'm saying that the story came to a conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so because it advanced... It made Empire better.
Mm-hmm.
Return wasn't a better film than Empire, but the threads that it tied up made sense and made Empire a better movie.
Yeah.
you know, people can look in retrospect all day long and judge that. But at the time, Empire wasn't regarded as the most amazing thing in the world. So,
yeah, because it's very different than Star Wars was. Yeah. Star Wars was just like a pure fantasy film. Yep. It didn't really have too many stakes. It was pretty, you know, good guy, bad guy.
Right.
And then the second one, yeah, we put Han Solo, the hero, in Carbonite.
Right.
And as a kid seeing that, I thought he died. Like, right. They killed him. And I think Harrison Ford would have preferred that, but, you know, they got him back.
He walks off stage, he's like, well, it's been a great run, guys. He's like, oh, no, we need you back for the next one.
Like, that's not how the Force works.
I thought I died. Right.
A different actor comes out of the car. It fixed his face.
Burt Reynolds.
Hi. So, what's going on, guys? Now.
I'm blind. What's going on? Can't see.
Yeah,
it's funny.
I don't know. We've said it here many times. I thought Solo was a good film. Mm-hmm. I didn't think it would deserve all this, and I think Last Jedi kind of hurt. I think they should have spaced him out more, give him like a December release. I like that time of year. I think a lot of people, it's like Lord of the Rings, kind of. You count on the December release, and Episode 9 is going to get that December 20th release for 2019. So, yeah. So get in line now, or don't. I don't know.
But you go, we'll meet you there.
All right. On that note, I gotta go, guys.
All right.
Sorry.
That's right.
Did you want to line up for Last Jedi?
Yeah.
Last Jedi.
Last Jedi 2. That's what they should call it.
Yeah. You guys have a good one.
You too.
They should call it Return of the Jedi.
Well, there was talks that they were maybe going to separate the films. I mean, it's all speculation. That would be stupid, though. It's like, I mean, I guess you don't have to have 3 episodes each time around. You could have 4 or whatever, but I guess ended on 10 would be something, but
yeah,
I don't know.
I don't really care about, like, I'll watch the Star Wars movies. If they ended, I wouldn't care either way. Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, we thought it was over for the longest time.
Yeah. And then, like,
well, I'd be happy if they were over. You know, more happening, basically. Mm-hmm. You had the prequels, and that was pretty much it. You had Clone Wars. Yeah, when Disney bought them, I'm still happy with the idea of getting these films. They just have to be kind of careful with what they do, I guess. I don't know.
I really don't think any of them have really been done that terribly anyway.
I don't either.
But that's just me, either. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. I like JJ's direction for Force Awakens. It just felt like an event, you know, when you saw it. And The Last Jedi, I liked just the same. Yeah, there was a few things I wish were different.
People act like it's the worst of the series.
Oh, yeah, they're saying it's worse than the prequels. I'm like, yeah, no way.
Nothing is.
No way.
Watch Jar Jar, and then you just come talk to me.
Well, it's like,
or the dialogue in Attack of the Clones. Come talk to me.
Yeah. That. Well, it's like, you don't like Canto Bite scene? That was a whole movie in the prequel trilogy.
Yeah.
That's a whole fucking movie. Goofy characters and, like, why are they doing this type of stuff? Like, yeah, that was the whole movie.
Yeah.
3 of them.
And, I mean, guy who played Jar Jar is going through this. Went through the same exact thing that the girl who played Rose is going through.
Tried to kill himself, or thought about it.
It's just this toxic fan culture that can't keep their mouths shut. And I get, like, you're allowed to have an opinion. Nobody wants to hear it, though.
No, they don't. And you know what? If you don't like a character, that's fine. But when you bridge it over to the actor,
mm-hmm. just or knock race. It off.
Right? Yeah, especially
surprising
that
both these people who have gone through this are both not white. It's almost like these fans have an agenda.
To be fair, though, I think a lot of people, you know, Jar Jar was complete CGI, you know, effect. So they couldn't really, you know, at first be like, oh, yeah, this is a minority, of course. But
he's kind of like supposed to be like Jamaican or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. And the dialogue, the doo-doo, like to talk like a child, I guess. I wish they, you know, hearing that he, you know, thought about taking his life and stuff, you know, it makes you feel really bad because, you know, I'm not a Jar Jar fan. You almost wish they could do something, like have him come in one more time and just have a better end, because they just kind of like skirted that character
out of existence. Have him come in one more time, act the exact same as he did. Just say, fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. Mystical, fuck you. Mystical, fuck yourself. No, I'm just, I don't know.
Now,
you know, I get heated about it because I'm just so sick of.
Yeah.
Negativity. I mean, it's happened for the past like 2 or 3 months now. It started with the girl who played Rose. I'm blanking on her name right now. And then Ruby Rose, the girl who plays
Marie Tran or something.
Yeah, yeah. Like that. The girl who's playing Starfire, Ruby Rose. They're all getting heat because of these characters they're portraying.
Batwoman, you mean?
Ruby? No, Ruby Rose and then the girl who's playing Starfire.
Oh, gotcha.
Sorry, I meant that as like 2 different people.
Yep.
But it's just so, I'm just so sick of seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
But and then like,
well, it's a social media, you know, that's the problem. Everyone's got a voice, and it's very easy. It's very easy for someone to say something and have an effect. Yeah. And it's bad power.
Because then they can just close their laptop and be like, I'm safe.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or they can say, watch me get people riled up by saying stuff like this. Right. And they don't care in any way, shape,
or form. I'm just a troll.
Right. Yeah.
Cool, man.
I don't know. It's it'll probably kill these films, basically.
What?
Just all this negativity that's on the internet. You know, now they're like praising Lucas. It's like, you guys are just freaking nuts. You don't know don't what know you what
they,
want.
Yeah, they don't know what they want.
You know, looking at the prequels and what we got now, it's eons better.
I mean, it won't happen. I would just like to take the product away.
Really?
Yeah, there's a 10-year moratorium on comic films, on sci-fi films, on, you know, the big budget type, you know, properties.
Yeah.
Done.
Can't get along. Nobody gets to play with it.
Right.
Right.
You know, I that would, to me, that would just make me laugh. I mean, sure, selfishly, I would be like, God, I like those films. Yeah. I want them. But I would get a better thrill out of watching these people go bat crap crazy because there's nothing to complain about.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
What are we talking about now?
Yeah, the weather? Exactly.
That's true. That is true. We would be talking about the weather.
Right, yeah. Field of clouds. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw someone on Twitter. This is kind of a tangent, but they showed this picture of this mansion, and it was like a bird's eye view. And they were like, "You can live here, but you can never watch a Marvel or DC movie ever again. What do you do?" And someone was like, "I'm watching Batman vs Superman in my apartment."
Nice.
So yeah, selfishly, I'd be like, "I want more of these movies."
Yeah.
But then it's like, those fucking nerds.
Right, yeah.
They're pissing their pants about nothing.
I mean, really what's going to win is willpower. People just say, hey, I'm not going to subscribe to this crap, and I'm just going to turn it off like you guys do with trailers. You maybe see one, and that's enough.
Yep.
That's just what it's going to take, I think. If these movies stop making money, that's obviously probably the scenario Steve's proposing, you know?
Yeah.
Just stop making them for a while.
Give them a break.
Yeah, they'll definitely welcome them back. But they only get one shot. Of getting there, you know what I mean? If they screw up, it's going to be just like it was before. So, yeah.
So there's going to be that one guy in the theater. This movie sucks!
I don't know. I mean, I think the better solution is to have the studios not bow to that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, they need to tune that out.
Yeah, they do. They just need to, like...
I mean, look at Justice League.
Let the creators do their damn job.
Yeah.
Trust in them. That's the problem with... one studio in particular. Yeah. Speaking of that studio, we're going to talk about the Joker movie again. Alec Baldwin's enter and exit from the Thomas Wayne part.
He's out of it now?
Yes.
Oh, it was like less than 24 hours.
I need to get out of the house a little bit.
Well, it was reported.
Oh.
And then I guess he had dropped out prior to it being reported. And then the next day he was like, oh, yeah, I'm not in that movie anymore.
Rumor swirled that Thomas Wayne character was going to be changed for this film. He was going to be, instead of a dignified Thomas Wayne, he was going to be like a sleazebag, rich dude, like Donald Trump-esque 1980s.
Which then you're like, I don't want Trump Jr. as Batman.
Yeah.
Would be Thomas Wayne. It wouldn't be. Oh, you mean? Oh, I see.
Like, Trump, right? Yeah.
Yeah. It's the alcohol. It's blaming on that.
No.
So, yeah, Baldwin cleared that up, saying that that's not what he was hired to do. Because, you know, he does Trump right now on SNL, so...
Yeah, and he doesn't like doing that, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he getting tired of it, probably?
Well, he was just talking about... Yeah, he just doesn't like it. He does it, and, you know, he...
He did it once, and someone saw. And then they were like, oh, you gotta do that! He's like, damn it.
Yeah. I should have really stunk it up.
Right. So, yeah, at the same time he dismissed those rumors, he also dropped out of the film... What do you guys think about tweaking the Wayne character? Personally, I think that's a terrible idea. How'd you get Batman from, you know, without honorable parents?
Well, I don't know if you've played the Telltale Batman game.
No, at all. I've seen like the films like put together, I think. Okay. Yeah.
Well, so in that story, they were actually tied in with the mob.
Oh,
the parents were, the Waynes were, and like Alfred knew about it. I mean, it was pretty much Alfred's doing to steer him away from.
Oh, wow. That's risky.
From knowing about.
Yeah.
What his parents did and like, you know, making him believe that they were. Yeah, it was really risky. And it was very just like, well,
But they didn't take all the dignity away from the Waynes, right?
No, and they're still respected people, yeah. And like they really, I think, I'm pretty sure the big thing was that it was money, mm-hmm. and like they really wanted to, they knew that if they gotten good with the mob, that they could somehow make their city better, and like, it's something along those lines.
It was like kind of a marriage of convenience type thing, you know, it's just not that they wanted to do it, but they did it because they felt.
I hate being here, but it's
Their end result was maybe going to happen as a result of that, so. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I can see where, like, they can do that, but to make him a total jerk, I guess, mm-hmm. is just not really, like, something I'd want to see.
Yeah.
Just because, like, I wouldn't, like you're saying, like, Bruce wouldn't have any, you know.
Ambition to be Batman.
Yeah. He'd just, be like, he'd be more like Thomas Elliott. Be like
I hate my dad.
Well, yeah, but it'd be like Thomas Elliott. Be like, my parents are dead.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Now I get the money.
Peter Parker would be like, yep.
He goes to the store and buys some Uncle Ben's rice.
Help!
The great wallet comes great spending ability.
I mean, I've grown to accept this Joker film for what it is. Joaquin Phoenix, I think he's going to do a good job. I guess he's thinning down for the role and he's rocking some long hair. So I don't know if that's going to be final or not. But he's going to have a hell of a smile. I mean, he's already cracked it a little bit and you're like, oh, wow, I could see. And there's already been fan art, you know, of him all decked out in makeup and stuff. The change to the Thomas Wayne character, I just...
I'll always be sad that we never got Willem Dafoe.
Yeah.
He would be the perfect Joker.
He would have been. And maybe he was talked of doing it. I don't know.
Wishful thinking.
Back in 89. Who knows? But
yeah. Now he's Volko and it's fine.
And Van Gogh. Vincent Van Gogh. That's a new film.
Is that
going to
be a thing? That's a thing?
Yeah, he's in a new Vincent Van Gogh film.
Oh.
Probably get him an Oscar nomination again.
Hmm.
Yeah, good for him. Yeah, he's a good actor and... He wouldn't need much makeup, really. He could pretty much express everything, Joker.
That's funny.
DC streaming, let's talk about that. It's launching September 15th. Titans is going to premiere October 12th, which I thought it was going to premiere right away with the launch.
No.
I doubt it. My question is, do we know what's going to be available at the launch? I mean,
everything except for the
series, the original content.
Yeah.
Right?
Which is, that's more than enough to hold you over. People need to relax.
Well, I think there's still a lot of mystery, though, what exactly this is, you know?
They had a 3-hour DC live stream about it, telling you everything that you need to know. You get comics that they're going to cycle through. You get all the animated shows, all the shows. Mm-hmm. So, like, the Flash, like, the live-action Flash from the 90s.
Nice.
Just Lois and Clark.
Wow.
All that crap that you don't need, but now you want
it. Oh, gosh.
All the
Dean Cain's gonna come in here.
All of no, Dean Cain.
Until he shows up. Oh shit!
No, I don't care. I'll beat Dean Cain's ass. What's up, Dean? Anyways,
challenge accepted.
You get all the Wonder Woman series, all the animated movies that have come out so far,
which is awesome.
Which is great
because they are very good.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't wait for the comics.
Yeah, comics are gonna be great because like
I'll be able to catch up a lot
because they're gonna cycle through them. And I don't know if like they said there's gonna be like specific things available like Nightfall and stuff like that. I don't know if you can get that. I don't know if there's something else you have to pay just to view it since it's.
I would hope not.
I would hope, yeah, me too.
Because like with Marvel Unlimited, you know, I've got 20,000 plus comics from X-Men number one in the 60s all the way to now, you know, and that's just phenomenal.
Yeah.
And you know, I haven't been a big Marvel guy, you know, my whole life until the last year. You know, having this, I'm reading way more Marvel right now than DC.
Right.
And right now I think if you pre-subscribed, you're automatically entered into that Batman sweepstakes, which is cool. I can't remember exactly what it is. But also, right now, September 9th, happy birthday, Josh, by the way.
Oh,
happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
21, guys.
21.
That's why we had a drink.
21 years since you were 21. How old?
15.
No, but if you still have a little less than a week to go pre-subscribe, I think it's still in effect. If you pre-subscribe right now, don't quote me on this, but if you pre-subscribe right now, you'll get a Teen Titans Omnibus, which is a thick book of like the new Teen Titans series from like the 80s.
Yeah, the 80s.
Back
the big
when
one.
Dick Grayson had the disco suit, I think.
Marv Wolfman, George Perez, and those guys. I mean, just phenomenal.
And Kevin Smith showed it off on the live stream, and it's like a brick, pretty much. So
Would you say that live stream or, like, you know, the recorded version is on YouTube for people to see who haven't subscribed to the service yet?
Yeah.
I subscribed personally last week. I've been waiting for that Teen Titans thing to come all day, you know, just sitting outside. It's weird.
Well, they're going to send you an email, but when it...
Ah, shit, now I know. Okay. Okay. Well, good.
The
kids will like their dad back, I'm sure.
But, yeah, no, that live stream's up there. It's like 2 hours or something. I played it on double speed, so it was only like an hour or something.
Yeah.
But it was a really interesting watch just to make sure I knew exactly what was going on. Mm-hmm. And, like, I had a weird time signing up because, like, I tried to use a gift card. It said I signed up, but it was only a $25 gift card for the $75
thing. Oh, yeah.
So I emailed them and was like, hey, am I signed up? They're like, actually, there's a payment problem. And I was like, cool. I can do it on my regular card. But, yeah, no, go sign up right now. I think that's still in effect, the whole Teen Titans Omnibus thing, which is pretty cool. That was a total surprise.
And even if it's not, you're going to get great content and a ton of great content.
Yeah.
And $75 for the whole year. That's the only payment.
Well, the whole year plus months. 3 months.
Yeah.
Right. And I think people may misread that saying, oh, I can join right now for free 3 months and then cancel.
That was pretty clear when I looked at the instructions on it.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. It was a great deal. $75.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Absolutely.
I spend that in a month sometimes on comics, let alone an entire year's worth of 15 months worth of, you know, awesome content, varied content.
Sure.
And to get both Superman the Animated Series and Batman the Animated Series remastered, or at least Batman's remastered.
Because
the Blu-ray's coming out.
Oh, so good.
But that it's going to be remastered on the streaming service.
Really?
Yeah. So, like...
So you're getting the same quality that they're releasing this new box set.
Yeah, which I'm getting that too, but I'll probably still watch it when it comes out. Today's
my birthday, so just a little hint.
Have fun, man. I'm getting my wisdom teeth out Friday, and then Saturday is when it comes out. So nice. I'll just be relaxing with my mouth.
Yeah.
You're like, Batman. Great. It hurts so much, Batman. Well, you're gonna have painkillers, so you're really going to have a good time.
Yeah. I'll probably catch
He won't remember the first 2 days of it, but he'll enjoy it immensely.
Wait a minute, I got this thing? What?
Why is my Teen Titans Omnibus ripped in half? Why did I eat it? Why is there blood on my shirt?
Calm down, it's from your teeth. Oh,
God. Why is there a hammer sticking through my tablet? What's happening?
Oh, yeah, that's another. You can stream it on two devices, but I think that means just streaming it actively, so you can have it signed in on multiple things,
right?
But it's like Netflix. If you have it up, like, it'll
401s
say like,
or something,
it'll say like, we can't do this right now. So
gotcha.
But if you're in a family of a lot of people and you want to get two streaming service accounts, then you can stream it on four things. Nice. So that's what Kevin Smith did, because they gave him a free one after he'd already bought a subscription. I'm really excited. Less than a week, and
yeah, it's gonna be great.
I will say this: good on Warner Brothers for still allowing Kevin Smith to do these things, because I know he hasn't probably been the biggest fan of the new films. Oddly enough, though, he does love, and it's probably because Harley Quinn's in it. He loves Suicide Squad.
He really liked Batman vs Superman once he went back and like actually paid attention, because like he kind of went when didn't he go after like all the blogs had gave their piece.
I'm not sure. It was like, I wish he would have approached it the same as he did Dark Knight Rises, you know, which to me I think was a more of a disappointing film than BVS. But you know, a lot of people they're like, oh, the Bale films are great, like that last one wasn't that good. It was kind of not good.
Yeah. And by the way, those I think they said Batman Begins and Dark Knight will be up there.
Okay.
I don't know about Rises, but like, the reason, and people are saying like WB doesn't want anything to do with the Snyder movies and stuff, I think it's because there are legal reasons. There are legal, like, streaming, like Netflix has
rights to it.
Yeah. HBO does.
Yeah.
Amazon Prime. So I think once those are up, they could probably send them their way.
Right.
Yeah. But people are freaking out about that too.
Yeah.
Which is, I think it's gonna be fine. But yeah, I mean, it's, we're getting way more than we deserve.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be exciting. I think it's going to be pretty cool.
And it's coming out on Batman Day, which I don't know what's going to go on around here for that, since, I mean, it's Central Iowa. Nobody really
I'll just be taking back the night on that day.
I'm wearing this mask to work. I have up here. Hey, guys. I'm really excited about the Swamp Thing series coming. And
it's got a Gotham star
playing Abby Arcane. Who is she?
She was Sophia Falcone.
Okay, cool, cool.
Falcone.
I'm really excited. I've read up on this. It's going to be like a hard R series. It's going to be weird, extreme, and scary.
Well, it's got it. It's got to step up from the Titans.
Yeah.
Show. Yeah. Well, Gary Dodderman is writing. I guess he wrote It, Annabelle movies, and the new Nun film that came out.
Isn't James Wan tied in it too?
I didn't catch that. Maybe. I don't know.
I thought he was.
Maybe he is. They're taking inspiration from the Alan Moore Swamp Thing run, which that's, oh man, I have one of those books, like, you know, a collection of stories, and it's so damn good, that material. I'm really happy they're doing, like, you know, I was a Swamp Thing fan before, but when I read that, I'm like, wow, this really broke down the character even more, and it made him more tragic, because, you know, spoiler, like, you know, you think he's looking for an antidote to change back to human, but the tragedy is Alec Holland is dead.
Mm-hmm.
He did die in that swamp. And the chemicals he worked on basically try to reform him into this.
There's no going back. Yeah.
Yeah. Poison Ivy. Yeah. Poison Ivy, which they could have her crossover. That'd be cool.
It would make sense.
Yeah. I'm definitely for them adapting some of that material. Swamp Thing is going to be practical effect with CGI assist. I guess they're making a suit. That's pretty cool. Swamp.
Worse than the movie.
Yeah,
I've never seen it. It could be an okay movie.
I like the films personally. I like the USA series they had.
They've already had a bunch of media for it.
Like back in the old days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You had Wes Craven Swamp Thing, I think 1980-81, and then you had the Return of Swamp Thing, which was very cartoony kind of
Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Yeah, and then there's a cartoon. I had some action figures from that cartoon, and then they had the USA show. So I dug it all, honestly. I mean, looking back, it's probably not the best stuff, but I don't know. I've always liked that character for some reason. Swamp Thing, Alec Holland, that has not been cast yet. Len Wiseman, he's going to direct the pilot. He directed Underworld and Live Free Die Hard. I didn't catch a release date on that. It's obviously very early still.
September 16th.
2016.
Joey just pulled out of his ass. Yeah. Yeah.
Day after the streaming service goes live.
So that's exciting. You guys have anything you've seen lately you want to share?
The Jack Ryan show on Netflix. Sweet. I'm sorry. Amazon Prime. Sorry.
Okay.
This is the water.
it's the same stuff.
Oh, is it?
Oh, I feel dizzy. Right.
So the Amazon Prime Jack Ryan series,
yes.
It's phenomenal. I want to say 10 episodes,
okay,
something like that maybe. All I know is we have one left, and we're watching it tonight. Nice. So
is it after Jim and Pam got a divorce?
It is, and if not, he's dating another girl. Hey-o. So you got to be careful, Jim.
Moved on pretty quick.
Oh, God.
But it's a phenomenal show. Sweet. I mean, that it's insanely serious subject matter, very reminiscent to Osama bin Laden type figure as the as the bad guy. And if this show doesn't win awards, something's going wacky because the acting's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very good stuff. 10 out of 10 stars. It's incredible.
Oh, great. That's great.
Have you seen 13 Hours?
Mm-mm.
He was in that. That was his first big, like, serious role. It was a true story about the soldiers of Benghazi.
That's right. I remember hearing about that.
It was a Michael Bay movie, but he, like, took it very seriously, which is good.
That's good. He didn't phone it in.
Yeah. But that was his first, like, he was a soldier, and he had to do a bunch of action sequences. So, like, I think that really helped out with being in this role.
He's very believable in this role, too.
I bet.
Just phenomenal. I can't say enough good things about it. Mm-hmm. When we're done watching it, we're watching it again.
Nice.
Just, so, you know, to catch up on different things, maybe, and the episodes they range anywhere from just over an hour to like 45 minutes.
Sure.
You know, so they kind of range in between there. But
so, Steve, I haven't seen any of the movies or any of the other shows or whatever with Jack Ryan. Would I be lost when I watch this show, or is it
not at all
its own thing?
Yep. You can certainly just dive in, pick it up. It's just kind of a maybe a jump start or a refresh of.
It's before the stories, probably, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's still fairly young in his career. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of when he's very first getting pulled into things.
Yeah.
You know, he kind of starts off as an analyst and then, but he clearly has seen action in the military prior. But, you know, his whole goal was kind of getting out of that. You know, so he's an analyst, he's working at a desk, and then he's a little too smart for his own good. And so he gets pulled into things, and it's just unreal. Mm. Very, very, very great show.
Is there a certain, for the movies anyways, this is kind of like off topic.
No, this is fine.
But
I was going to bring it up too.
For the movies, is there like a canon timeline? Like, is it Affleck, Baldwin, Ford?
Baldwin, Ford, and then Affleck, Pine.
No, I know, but like...
Oh, in the...
In like... regarding age, so is it Pine, Affleck, Baldwin, Ford? Like, is it told in a supposed to be a linear timeline, or is it kind of
not?
Like... I don't think it's supposed to be a linear timeline at all. The Ford ones are the only ones, you know, that because he did two or three.
Who?
Ford, Harrison Ford.
Oh, he did two.
Two.
Mm-hmm. Two, three, Ford.
Yeah. He was going to do some of them all fears, but he disagreed with a portion of the script and he didn't do it. So they decided to make a younger. Yeah. Jack Ryan, and it was a modern, so it wasn't like historic, so that kind of probably broke the canon, I guess you could say.
And I think it's an interesting property, only because it's one that you can really just dive into at any point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe the exception of the second Ford film, you might want to see the first one, but in any other cases, you know, it's the same guy in name only and same kind of subject matter and stuff, but it's a you know, they're their own things.
Mm-hmm. I'm so actually more of a Baldwin fan. I know Ford's...
Hunt for Red October was really great.
It's such a good film. Hunt for Red
October. The Chris Pine one was Shadow Recruit. Shadow Recruit. Mm-hmm. Some of All Fears. And what were the Ford ones?
Patriot Games and Clear and Present Danger.
Clear and Present Danger, mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Ford's take on it was a lot different than Alex. And I guess Baldwin was going to do a follow-up, but I think his mom... was sick at the time and they wouldn't wait.
Yeah.
So they're dickheads about that.
Which is too bad because that was a really good.
I liked his Jack Ryan. To me, that's my favorite Jack Ryan.
And the Sean Connery.
That was such a good film.
It was just a really good film. But if this one is just amazing. You know? And plus it's a series. So you're getting a lot more than just movie content. And
right.
It's just phenomenal, and I guess it's already signed up for a second season, so that's a good thing.
If you haven't seen it, Funny or Die made a parody with Jim Halpert.
Saw it in Dwight
being a villain. It was pretty good.
Oh, really?
Pretty well done, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it was really, really brilliant. But yeah, so it's a good show.
Cool.
I'll have to check that out.
It's on my list.
You had a comic, too, right?
Yeah, so Miss Marvel. The new Miss Marvel in, newer, I should say. New to me, because I just started reading it. Is a Muslim teenager, and she gets the powers through kind of this gas bomb that goes off. And the first storyline that introduces her and everything won a Hugo Award too. So it's really awesome.
Can she grow and like shrink and
stuff? Yeah, she can grow. She can shrink. I mean, she can make her fists huge. Yeah. And yeah, it's just it's really cool. And she's got like a healing ability and. She's still learning them as I'm reading them right now, but
so it's like the new Hulk, right? Like it's a different character
altogether, right? And yeah. Carol Danvers at one point was Miss Marvel, you know, and now she's Captain Marvel. But it's a really good book, and you know, it's funny. I have a couple Muslim friends, you know, who I've worked with and things, and they're younger, you know, they're millennial age, and. What I'm reading, I've heard those guys say the same things that this character is saying, you know, so it's a very cool, you know, kind of viewpoint from it, but very fresh. And, you know, it's just really good writing.
Sure.
And a really cool in the second story arc, awesome Wolverine team up with her.
Nice. That's cool.
Yeah. Oh, sweet. Very, very, very cool. And she's very starstruck, you know, like she worships the Avengers before she gets these powers, you know, she's a huge fan of Captain Marvel and, you know, so then now she's getting to interact with some of these people and it's just kind of hilarious to watch, you know, she's fangirling out, but it's a fun comic series, you know? So, I mean, if you, it's on Comixology, if you have the unlimited service of Comixology, it's a free borrow. And nice. Then if you have the Marvel Unlimited, you can read it there as well.
But. Did you say that's kind of like who's Billy Batson's friend? in the movie anyways. It's the kid from It.
Right.
But the kid on like the crutches, but he's kind of like a big fanboy.
Yeah.
Because he's got all the stuff and then he becomes a superhero. So that's kind of cool that,
yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm not saying they're copying each other, but it's cool that there's those similarities.
It's a smart way to take on like a new character who's getting these powers because the other one paved the way, went through all the negativity of trying to understand what they're going through, but the other ones get to actually appreciate it. Like the new Hulk, right?
Right.
Doesn't he dig being a Hulk? He doesn't fear
it. Oh, he loved it. That's what he wanted to do his whole life.
So I like that take. That's very smart.
That's why I'm really excited for Into the Spider-Verse.
That looks really good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Miles Morales we get to see on the big screen. Yeah. You know, it's animated, but
it's going to be all these like multiverse Spider-Man.
It's going to be great.
This Cage is going to be
you got Jake Johnson from New Girl.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Peter Parker.
So he's the main guy. He's the main Peter Parker. Like the
Not dead one, yeah.
Right, right.
They're the main. Yeah, I don't know which universe.
Oh, that's Miles. Right, yeah. Because there's a scene where I think Miles is at a graveyard.
Mm-hmm.
It's Peter Parker.
Yeah, so I don't know. But yeah, we'll see. I've only seen like the one trailer for that too. So
I like the animation. It's like
I know Spider-Gwen's in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which that's such a sad story.
Yeah.
Oh my God. She had to pretty much became Spider person like this. I think did she go by Spider-Woman or was she always Spider-Gwen?
Because I mean that's I don't recall to be honest.
Okay. Well, she became the superhero.
Mm-hmm.
And then Peter they were dating and he got jealous and he tried to recreate it but with like a lizard and then he became the lizard and then they had a fight and she had to kill him.
Yeah,
pretty much. There's a I think there's a panel where they meet up and main universe Peter and then alternate universe Gwen.
Oh wow.
And both, you know, both their counterparts are dead and so they're kind of just like grieving.
They kind of have each other back in a way, but it's not the same.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's tragic.
Yeah. More on comics. Injustice 2 just ended a couple weeks ago. Mm. I don't know if they're going to do another Ground Zero like they did for the first Injustice.
Yeah.
But ended on a pretty good note.
Yeah.
I think. Have you?
I haven't read it yet.
Okay. It kind of leads into the game more or less. It was good tie-off. And now they're doing Injustice versus Masters of the Universe.
Yeah.
Which I kept forgetting was a thing. So they're bringing in the He-Man universe to Injustice. I don't know.
DC is also crossing over with the weirdest stuff.
Yeah. I mean, you got Batman and Ninja Turtles, which is
Joker, Daffy Duck.
Oh, yeah. They made that for me, apparently.
Yeah.
Jeez. Tell me Batman's like eating a pizza in one of the panels.
No, because he's atheist.
Gosh.
I don't know. I haven't read it, but I want to read it, but I haven't gotten to it. Going off shows, I've watched Castle Rock, not all of it. I'm only into like episode 8 because I'm waiting for 10 to come out so that I can watch 9 and 10 back to back and then just finish it off there. It's really good, especially if you love the Stephen King movies or books or whatever. And it's really good that it's own story. Like it's an original story, but it exists within the world of Stephen King. So like there'll be headlines about like
Cujo,
Devil Dog, mm-hmm, whatever, mm-hmm. Or like missing body, or he says like a few years after they found that boy's body on the train tracks, and that was from the body, which was turned into Stand By Me. So they do all this stuff, and it's just so
intertwined.
It's all intertwined. And it's so great to see. And Shawshank Prison is a huge part of at least the first half of the season. And they reference like you can still see the bullet hole from when Warden. She's like, I don't care. And I'm like, oh, this is so great. And nice. Yeah, I don't know. I think you guys would really enjoy it.
I saw the preview and I was up late, you know, and, you know, I'm a fraidy cat when I watch like scary movies and stuff. But I saw the trailer and I really loved the trailer. But
that's another thing.
It's it made me turn look over my shoulder like what?
It's not even that creepy. Like it has certain like
it's more creepy elements, right?
Yeah,
it's
creepy not, elements. Yeah. But like it's not like it level.
Right, scary. But the trailer like took all those elements and
put
them all
together. Bill Skarsgård is in it,
which is funny. Yeah,
that's enough.
And then so is one of I think Henry from It.
Sissy Spacek in it too.
Yeah, yeah.
She's not playing Carrie, but she's in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm trying to think. Who
I
else
bet
is
there's
done.
So many references. It looks like a great show.
I mean, one of the characters' name is Jackie Torrance,
really,
and she's related to Jack Torrance. And she talks about it, and I don't know. Yeah, it's and she uses in one episode she uses an axe. And she's got like the jacket style that Jack Nicholson did. I don't know. And like, I can tell, you know, it's obvious that Stephen King gave his blessing because he's like the executive producer. But even if I hadn't known that, I think he would still be like, all right.
Yeah, he'd probably appreciate the.
This is good. Yeah.
That's awesome. So you recommend that?
Oh, absolutely.
Great. I also like to recommend a podcast, Wolverine the Long Night. That's available on Stitcher Premium. Mm-hmm. As far as I know, you can sign up for like a month free or a week free. It's like $30 for a whole year, though. It's not terrible. It's a 10-part series. It's very good. It's like a serial on radio, you know?
Yeah.
You got a bunch of sound effects. Like, you feel like you're watching a movie without seeing, you know?
Yeah.
Really good voice actors in it. Very addicting. I think I listened the whole thing in a day at work, actually.
That's good.
Well, we can listen to things while we work.
Right. So. But it just sounds like you're just sitting here.
There probably were moments I was like, wait a minute. Shut up. Shut up.
We're in a meeting.
We got a meeting. Shut up. Shut up. Wolverine's about ready to do something. I really recommend that. It's something I would like to try and do in the future because I have some story ideas. Obviously, it would take a lot of man hours to do sound effects and stuff. But yeah, give it a listen. It's really good. And I think it's worth getting the free trial at least just to check it out. Stitcher Premium is nice because there's a lot of podcasts on there. We're on there. Stitcher itself we're on. For ones who have a lot of advertisement, the premium takes that away. Mm-hmm. So you can just listen to a nice show.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, don't have to be taken out of it or anything. Right. But I recommend that. Cool. And of course, like I said before, Smoking a Bandit. Go check that out on Amazon Prime. It's a freaking awesome movie. Anything else you guys want to recommend before we sign off?
Well, Fat Man on Batman's making a change.
Yes.
They're going to be Fat Man Beyond now because he's getting more and more worried about using the Batman name and getting sued. Also, he's not fat anymore. So it'll be interesting to see. I think it's still going to be the same exact premise.
Oh, yeah. But they're just going to change like the artwork and things like that.
Rebranding a little bit. Yeah.
I wish they would go back to he's gotten people who said this before, but I wish they would go back to like kind of like one-on-ones or whatever.
Yeah, that's how it was at first was, you know, when they like first came out with it.
It'd be him or it'd be like a comic book writer or something just talking about Batman. But he said he likes this more because he gets, you know, interact with people. And I'm like, that's fine. If the creator wants to do this, then whatever.
They made it more like
I can always go back and listen to this thing.
They cover everything show versus just Batman because, he ran out of... I mean, ironically, he ran out...
He talked to Kevin Conroy, and honestly, you peaked there.
Oh, it was great. And he had
the only other thing is you can have Ben Affleck on.
Right.
Oh, yeah, and that's what sucked. They never got that. Like, when he ended that type of format for that show, that's when BVS came out. It's like, why couldn't we talk about this and
probably
that?
Scheduling. And,
yeah, I know, but...
But speaking of Affleck, did we talk about at all the articles that came out around him going to rehab?
No.
Okay, this is just a little thing that I wanted to say. Sorry if this is just a surprise. Don't be shitty. Don't be a shitty news site and write hit pieces on actors who are obviously going through a struggle. Mm-hmm. And to top it off, don't tag them in the story. I can't remember what site it was. But they made a story talking about how Ben Affleck probably wouldn't be Batman because rehab bills would probably be too high or something like that. Mm. And they tagged his Twitter in the story. So he probably saw that. Don't do that.
Yeah.
I don't know I don't know why anybody ever had to say not to do that. But that's shitty journalism.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, I know. They're all desperate to be the first on something. And
it's entertainment journalism today in general. Just
how many times you hear about, he's not going to be Batman anymore. Right. Oh, he's going to be Batman again. Oh, he doesn't look too good. He's out of shape. Now he's in shape. He's working out. Like, he got out of rehab to go work out. Like, anymore, I'm like, you know what? I'll just, whatever's happening is happening. We'll find out eventually. Yeah. And that's it.
Yeah. And I have will he, won't he fatigue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
And, you know, it's beyond the movies now. It's good. We're in his life and beyond.
Beyond the movies. Because it's beyond.
You remember that time?
No. But it's in his life now.
That was awesome.
So you gotta leave him alone, let him recuperate, let him do his thing. Just give him time.
Well, it's bad. It's like virtual paparazzi now with like anybody can, if you're not taking pictures, you're still part of the problem, you know? It's like, oh, he's doing this, he's doing that. And if you're a big name and you try to be hot shit for a split second and you call it wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Not a lot of apologies either. It's like, I know some people have speculated and they never really come back and say, yeah, I was wrong with that. You know,
that's just reckless. That's very reckless. That's just my rant. Sorry. I don't know. And I'm not trying to appear biased because I love Batman or anything, but I think I'd do this for anybody who's getting this type of attention. Just
it's a human thing, you know.
Leave them alone.
Yeah.
These actors are people too. I think people just diminish that, you know. They're not human. They're always supposed to be.
Well, we pay them money. They need
No one's
we have access
you.
To them all the time.
You didn't hire them, dipshit. Right.
Yeah.
You choose
yeah.
to watch their films.
Right.
That's all.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to say.
I get it. Yeah.
Sorry to end off on a bad note.
So you recommend not doing that?
Yes. I recommend Castle Rock, Injustice 2.
Leaving Affleck alone.
And not being an asshole on the internet.
It's fair. Probably generate a lot of heat for that, but yeah. People like being assholes.
Oh, sorry.
Whatever.
Sorry, dude.
Bring the heat.
Honestly, if you want to give me heat.
The movie heat?
No. Well, that's on Netflix. But if you want to give me heat for, you know, saying that, just go ahead and click unfollow and I'll get the message.
To Joey's account. Not Field of Geeks. Stay with us.
And if you're a vegan,
I don't want them listening to us.
Stop listening.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no,
if you're vegan.
Well, Kevin Smith's a vegan. You can't say that.
Sorry. He's not listening to us anyways.
Oh, no. Yeah. How do you know? He might.
No, vegans are fine. Just.
I don't want to hear about it.
Everybody, yeah. I don't. I had a burger today. Cool.
I know. Oh, hi, I'm going to eat that because I'm a meat eater. I eat meat.
The bloodier, the better.
Yeah.
Do you want to try this kale?
Why are you buying vegetables? I eat meat. You should be eating meat. Sorry, that's the bitter anti-vegan bit. So you're welcome.
He's not anti-vegan. He's anti-people coming.
That's right.
To,
I think if you're vegan and you do that, I mean, I know a couple of vegans at work.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
They're awesome. They don't sit around and do the whole, you know, I'm better than you.
They don't write a blog about being vegan,
right?
What's this creamer made of?
What were you saying? Oh yeah, if you're an asshole on the internet, I don't really want you following this podcast. Right. I mean, that's just me. If you're vegan, all right, just relax about it.
You get a pass. Thanks.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all I got. Anything else?
Nope.
I think I'm good.
All right. Well, with that said, I'm Josh.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Joey.
We'll be back.
Bye.
Take care.